Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9, verses 11 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 67. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 13 to 15, 29 to 32. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. The theme of our reflection is, we belong to a house of prayer for all peoples. Like the Canaanite woman in today's Gospel, anachronistically presented by St. Matthew as a pagan and an enemy of the Jewish state. We were foreigners, but have been redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord heard our cry like he did the Canaanite woman and has granted us salvation. In the words of the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, we were attached to the Lord by the Lord to serve him, love his holy name, keep the Sabbath holy, uphold his covenant of love and mercy, and be led by him to his holy mountain of rest. We were attached to the Lord and have been commanded to do his will and to follow him to his place of rest. In other words, my brothers, my sisters, we were reconciled and raised to the dignity of the royal priesthood by baptism and configured more deeply to Christ by confirmation, not only to partake of his divine character, but also to participate with the whole community in his own sacrifice by means of the Eucharist. Thus, we are no longer foreigners in God's house of prayer for all peoples. Hence, the prophecy of Isaiah in today's first reading is real and true for us in Christ Jesus, that our sacrifices and offerings through the Eucharist would be accepted by the Lord, that our sacramental life of prayer, self-denial, and sacrifices against the challenges in our world would be acknowledged and honored by the Lord, and that we shall be filled with unending joy. Those are the promises of the Lord for his people. And so, my brothers, my sisters, in the words of the psalmist, the Lord has been gracious to us and he has blessed us. For we have been adopted, divinized, sacramentalized, and granted a place of rest in his kingdom. Thus, at this point, we have no excuse. We have reached our turning point, wherein we are expected to unite and not divide our communities. We are expected to undo unholy divisions in our families, in our communities, and reform our unwelcoming communities with truths of love, mercy, and justice. Reform our unwelcoming communities with his truth, his love, and mercy. Yes, my brother, my sister, we have been empowered to change the narrative at our turning points, at these turning points of glory. Our Lord Jesus did the same. He broke the barriers between the Jews and the pagan territories of his time. His journey from Gennesaret to the region of Tyre and Sidon was an indication of his love, not only for the people of Israel, but also for the whole world. He loves us all. Thus, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus showered his love on his people Israel, but his face of love was extended to us in baptism. He says to his apostles, "Go ye into the world and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Yes, we are no longer foreigners in God's house, for the Lord has shown mercy to all mankind, says St. Paul in today's second reading. Like the Canaanite woman, our faith must be the signpost leading all to faith and healing in Christ Jesus. We must share what God has given to us. We must share that love, that joy, that wealth with others, because God has given to us in order to share with all. May the Lord bless us and protect us and direct all our actions in this world and help us to remain in His love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.